We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Week 3, the Chiefs take their 2-0 record to Indianapolis.
The atmosphere will be rocking.
And the Colts look to rebound from a 24-0 shutout loss in Jacksonville.
All the good teams I've been on too, I've gotten their ass kicked at some time, you know, throughout the year.
That's all ahead in this week's press coverage.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? After a 10-day break, the Chiefs are back in action Sunday. They'll head to Indy for the Colts' home opener. You're listening to Press Coverage, a KC Sports Network podcast. I'm Marlia Campbell. We are going to get you caught up on everything said at the press conference podium this week, from Willie Gay's suspension to the Colts' rocky start. But first, a quick word from our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL action is in full swing here at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. We are talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. If that's not enough, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why bet on football anywhere else? To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on stepped-up same-game parlays once per game day all season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code KCSN to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That is code KCSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Anything goes on any Sunday. So, I mean, it's the parity in this league is unbelievable right now, and I know the league strived for that, and they sure look like they've got it. And so you better prepare yourself every week for a knockdown, drag-out battle.
It's no secret the Chiefs' next opponent hasn't had the greatest of starts. The Colts tied with the Texans in week one, then lost 24-0 last week in Jacksonville. Still, Kansas City's not overlooking them Sunday. Here's wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, and head coach Andy Reid.
Honestly, I don't even know who we have next. I just know that I have the Colts this week.
The Colts are a great football team. I think all of us understand that. If you look at their roster, they have playmakers everywhere, guys that made plays in this league for a long time. We understand how tough of an opponent it's going to be, so we're not looking ahead at anything. We're looking straight at the Colts and know it's going to be a tough matchup for us to go to Indy in their home opener and try to find a way to get a win.
I mean, in this league, on any given Sunday, any team can be beaten, and obviously that's been proven. But at the end of the day, Jacksonville played a better game than what the Indianapolis Colts did. I expect the Colts to be better, because obviously they have a great head coach in Frank Wright. He's done a hell of a job. We've seen Gus. We know Gus. He's done an excellent job since he's been a defensive coordinator in this league. And so we expect him to come out and be better than what they have shown the previous two games.
You saw the other day, I mean, Sunday, that you can't skip over anybody. Not that our guys would, but there's so much parity in this league. It's crazy. I mean, every game you got to be spot on. And so I don't think anybody's looking at that game, and I sense that there's a big focus on this team. This team is very talented, so you got to stay stay on top of that.
Have Colts head coach Frank Reich and quarterback Matt Ryan hit the panic button yet?
I think it's hard not to overreact. You know, right? That's what we all want to do. So, you know, we look at, okay, you can look at a really bad loss like this, and you have to say, you have to resist the temptation to overreact, to make overall changes. Every great coach I've been around as a player and as an assistant coach, I just hear the same thing ringing in my ear, what I said the other day. It's not about making things more complex. It's not about overhaul changes. You got to do what you do. We just all have to do it better.
You got to flush it. You know, all the good teams I've been on too, I've gotten their ass kicked at some time, you know, throughout the year. It's how you respond, you know, and the measure of who we're going to be as a team is not last week. The measure of who we are going to become as a team is how we respond to situations like last week. And I have confidence we will.
Hey, we got to keep doing what we're doing. We're 2 weeks into it. We believe in what we're doing. We believe in who we're doing it with. So we each got to look within, find ways to get better. That collective effort to do that, you find in this league, this is what we experience. This is what we believe. This is what we will stay on, that we will get better and turn things around.
Ryan completed 16 of 30 passes last week for 3 interceptions and, obviously, no touchdowns. According to Pro Football Focus, he was pressured on 40% of his dropbacks against the Jaguars. So where do the Colts' problems lie?
I don't think I'm playing as well as I can, for sure, you know, and but I've also learned, you know, it's never as far off as you think. Keep plugging away, get a little bit of momentum, and I think I'll be fine. I think same goes for us as a group. You know, we all need to do our part, just be a little bit better, a little bit tighter across the board.
Couldn't be more excited that Matt is our quarterback. It's a collective effort. In the 2 games we've had, he's done some good things. We all have to get better. He'll be the one to lead us to where we need to go. I'm confident of that.
I mean, this time of the year, you got to prepare yourself for, you know, anything and everything. Obviously, Ryan he's proven to be a good player, and so we don't get caught up in all that. Then we know what he's capable of doing, so we don't mess around with that. Yeah, we just get ourselves ready to go against their scheme right now.
The biggest headline this past week: the Chiefs will be without Willie Gay Jr. on Sunday. The NFL announced a 4-game suspension for the third-year linebacker this week, stemming from a misdemeanor criminal damage arrest in January. Gay will miss the Chiefs' upcoming games against the Colts, Bucks, Raiders, and Bills. Here's defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, Reed, and Mahomes.
Listen, we lose a lot of energy because he's one of those energy guys with the way he plays. We lose speed, you know, and then that's a starter. You know, when I didn't really realize this till this morning, but we're down 3 starters from the beginning of the season. But, you know, next man up, I know Nick mentioned it yesterday, and that's what we have to do. And Darius will step in there, and there'll be some other guys that'll have to pick up the slack. But we'll miss Willie.
Yeah, I mean, we had an idea something was going to happen. So we've tried to prepare for it the best we can. So just in case it did.
Yeah, I think he'll handle it the right way. Obviously, the whole situation was a bad situation that we don't want it to happen, but at the same time, we love Willie as a guy, and we want him to come back in and still be a great part of this team. And so we'll continue to move forward against some tough opponents while he's gone, and I expect those younger guys to step up and make plays happen when they're getting their opportunity.
Now, in second-year linebacker Nick Bolton's words, it's next man up.
Right now, it's been next man up. That's kind of the mindset we have right now. Again, Willie's my guy. Been checking in on him as a person, as a father, making sure that he's keeping his head up, and we're going to keep moving forward. But again, we got a lot of guys coming in every single day, put work in since training camp to give us opportunity to go out there and play our best. So we're going to keep stacking days, and when we get Willie back, we'll be ready to go. Again, we're going to be missed, but we got to keep going.
Darius Harris can fill in there. I mean, we've got people to fill in, but Darius has a chance to step in there.
Here's a little more on what you'll see out of Darius Harris.
I tell you what, I'm fired up to see Darius out there. I'm really happy for him that he has this opportunity. You're talking about a guy that's been here for a number of years. If you remember, the first year he was here, it was, you know, quote-unquote a redshirt year, right? Because it was a shoulder, I believe. And that's a long year to go through. And then came in, and he's just kind of done this continually as a player, earned himself a right to be on the roster this year. And he's one of those cerebral guys, so I'm really anxious to see what he can do.
Well, he's coming off good preseason. He kind of knows everything. He's a sharp kid, so I think he's tough. He's got a good concept of the defense. So I think he'll do a nice job. Physically good size.
Going back to training camp and OTAs, he's been here for a while now. He knows the scheme like the back part of his hand. It's kind of similar to me. And so he comes in every single day and puts his heart out for our team. He executes the game plan, flies around, has fun, plays with great energy. That's kind of the things that we kind of pride our defense on. So I have no questions. He's going to come in ready to play and make plays for us.
He's smart. He's instinctive. He's tough. He's got a good grasp of the defense. And Spags does quite a few things, you know, within the scheme. So you've got to be able to process all that. And he does a good job of that.
The number one focus for this defense, last year's top rusher in the league, Jonathan Taylor.
By the time he gets to the second level linebackers, he's at like 22 miles per hour. That sticks out. You know, if you let him get through the second level, he's a tough tackle for the guys on the back end. And then aside from that, I mean, even last week he ran over a safety. He's got power, he's got speed, right? And I think the scheme that Frank has been using with him really fits him. I see a little bit of, or a lot of, when Le'Veon Bell was in Pittsburgh and they used to hand him the ball and he used to bounce and find it. You know, he'd let the seam open up because he's got a good offensive line, and then, boom, he's gone. So he's going to be the number one focus, obviously.
Hey, sorry to interrupt this podcast, but I've got to tell you about our friends at Liquid Death. You may start noticing that there are strange tall boys of beer in the bottled water section of your local store. Well, fear not, it's not actually beer. It really is mountain spring water from the Alps, and it's called Liquid Death. Liquid Death. Why is it called Liquid Death, you're asking me? Well, it's because it'll brutally murder your thirst. That's what it says here on my sheet. And their infinitely recyclable tallboy cans are helping bring death to plastic bottles, something that you just absolutely love to see. They also donate 10% of their profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution. Love to see that as well. So this is what you got to do. You got to go to Liquid Death and find it at your local Woodman's, 7-Eleven, Roundy's, or Hy-Vee. I go to the Hy-Vee gas by my house here. I see it everywhere. Good stuff. It's in sparkling water. It's in just regular water. You can find it anywhere. At Hy-Vee specifically is where I get it. Or you can go to Liquid Death and find a retailer using their store locator tool at liquiddeath.com/KCSN. That's liquiddeath.com/KCSN.
Another big headline this week, Chiefs rookie cornerback and 7th-round draft pick Jalen Watson earned the nod as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Watson's 99-yard pick six gave the Chiefs a 24-17 lead in the fourth quarter of last week's three-point win over the Chargers.
I didn't expect it because I know a couple players had good weeks, but I was just humbled. Truly blessed.
He comes in every single day and works hard at his craft. He has that chip on his shoulder for being a 7th-round pick, and he carries that, and so he wears that pretty well.
My phone's been muted for the past, I would say, 5 days. It was going off. I just muted it. I didn't want. Plus, it was my birthday, so my phone was going off. I just muted it. I'll probably start checking it sometime later this week.
Let's flip on over to offense and what EB, Smith-Schuster, Reed, and Mahomes expect to see on Sunday.
I'll say this, just like I say each and every week, the game is won up front. Those guys got some studs up front. They got the kid number 90. Obviously, they got Big Buckner as a three technique. They got Quiddy Pay and they got Yannick. Shaquille is obviously going to make his grand return this week. And then in the back end, hell, they got a pro bowler that's playing at the nickel position, and they got Mr. Gilmore out there as well. And I'm not trying to disrespect any other players, but those are the guys that stand out, and they're doing a hell of a job. Obviously, they haven't had the best of luck for the past 2 weeks, but they're playing at home. This is going to be a rallying cry. And one thing, since we've been here, we know anytime we're going to anybody's home or if they're coming here, we're gonna get their best. So we're expecting their best. We're expecting them to come out and play hard and play fast and perform up to par. Our guys got to make sure that we're ready more than anything. So I'm not concerned about them. You know, I need to just make sure that our guys are ready to play a 60-minute sound football game.
Although, you know, they're struggling right now, I think they're a great team. They have a lot of, you know, puzzles that they have on their defense that's going to fit really, really well. I'm excited to go against Gilmore. You know, he's a guy that I went against multiple times when I was in Pittsburgh and him being at New England. So it's really cool. You know, their middle linebacker, you know, he's a captain of the team. He's been doing it for so long. So I just got to give it up to them. So and we can't go into this game taking it lightly, especially it being an away game.
This group is fully loaded. They've got speed on the outside, and they've got big, strong guys with some flexibility, run pass flexibility inside. So it'll be another good challenge for us. But I think Pat's got pretty good trust in those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's another defense that they're great at all levels. I mean, you said it, Stephon Gilmore, Darius Leonard, Shaquille Leonard will, I'm thinking, probably be back. So he's a great linebacker, one of the best, not the best linebacker in the league. Their defensive line, all four guys, I mean, Yannick Ngakoue, Kwity Paye, Grover, I mean, Buckner, of course, I've played against before. I mean, there's great players. So when you have that many great playmakers on a defense, you understand how hard it's going to be to get points. And so we have to execute at a high level if we want to go out there and win a football game.
The Chiefs have faced third and short 5 times in their first 2 games and converted just once.
Every game you want to win situational football, the situation that present themselves. Obviously, it was a short week. We didn't do a good enough job as a coaching staff getting our guys ready, but our guys also understand the expectations that we have for them. So when those situations present themselves, we have to perform better. So what does that mean? Just like we're stressing this week, we got to make sure that we're stressing the fundamentals and execution. So we got to detail the details and making sure when we're put in those situations, we can be successful because everyone's doing their job and not doing something that's inexcusable. So we just have to play better. Our coaches, we got to do a much better job of coaching it as well.
You try to see what went wrong, first of all, and, you know, whether it's a call, whether, you know, I sent in the wrong thing at the wrong time, or whether there was a mistake somewhere. We had a couple of mistakes in there. And then one of them where we did have a mistake, the defense still had a pretty good leverage on it. Although we've had a lot of success with the one play. So, you know, we've got to tighten that part up. We got to tighten up the mental errors on it. Every once in a while, the defense is going to have an overload somewhere that you didn't think they would. You got to sort that out and make better with it. But, you know, a couple of those, we just didn't handle right. And that's normally not the case. So, well, we can do better in that area.
Both Reed and Mahomes were asked if the QB sneak is an option, and we'll let you be the judge.
Well, he's asked me about it. Well, you saw what we did.
My plan is to save it until the Super Bowl. So one of these Super Bowls, I'm gonna sneak in there and do it. It's the least expected thing, obviously. I'm gonna do it, and I might go over the top this time to try to save that knee.
That's it for this week's press coverage. Kickoff is at noon Sunday on KCTV5 if you're in the Kansas City area. Join KCSN at the Kingdom Bar and Grill in Overland Park to watch the game, or head on over to the KCSN YouTube and Twitter pages for a live recap and breakdown as soon as the game ends.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.